Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. Our podcast begins with a feminine subject. How can a woman become conscious about the erotic power her lips have? We'll tell you the most important things in a simple 7-minute lecture. Continuing our journey into the world of feminine fascination, we'll present the compulsory partner of any woman, perfume. You'll find out that traditionally perfume was regarded as a magical love potion. Afterwards, we shall elaborate some more on Bagalamukhi, the goddess of divine fascination. Towards the end, we'll perform a meditation of communion with Bagalamukhi using proper musical support. Our yogi hosts, Amaris and Miss Trick, will also keep you company. Send erotic signals with your lips. Mouths are almost as complex as eyes. A large percentage of our brain is allocated to interpreting signals from and directing the behavior of our lips and tongue. We often define other people's character according to their mouth, describing them with expressions such as tight-lipped or mealy-mouthed, or as having a stiff upper lip, a false smile, a sensuous mouth, hot lips, and so on. Lip color. Pigments applied to lips have been used to enhance feminine beauty for at least 5,000 years. As with the application of other cosmetics, coloring the lips sends a nonverbal signal of arousal, which evokes a particularly strong reaction in men. It's true that actual bodily arousal in men and women leads to more blood flowing to the lips, making them redder. Yet in most cultures today, it is only the women who wear lipsticks. Lending way to the hypothesis that coloring the lips mimics the increased coloring that occurs in the female genitals when a woman is sexually aroused. The inner labia actually do become bright red just prior to orgasm. Wet lips. In the same way, wet lips seem to mimic the increased lubrication of the female genitals during sexual arousal. Thus, many lipsticks are glossy to make the lips appear constantly wet, as if just licked. Licking the lips is at the extreme end of nonverbal sexual signaling with the mouth and tongue. When exaggerated or blatantly done, it looks lecherous and uninviting. Done subtly, it sends a clear unspoken message of attraction. The latter effect can be achieved by licking the lips while the other person is visually distracted, or by employing one hand as a momentary shield to hide the lips for a moment as they are licked. A sensuous extension of this is to use a single finger like a lipstick applicator. Alternatively, tasting food and drink provides the acceptable excuse for licking lips and gives ample opportunity to send arousing signals to a potential suitor. Men have described being brought to a state of near orgasm simply by watching a woman eat certain food suggestively. The sensuality of many foods, particularly the texture and juiciness of certain foods, and eating food using your hands as well as the subsequent licking of the fingers, allows for a full display of sexual confidence and competence. When we use our mouth like this, we are virtually advertising our talents and hinting at what might be in store for a potential lover. There are many ways a woman can take food off her fingers, ranging from the highly erotic to the downright terrifying. In order to demonstrate finesse, the most effective technique is the slight wetting of the lips using the darting tip of the tongue. For women who choose not to wear lipstick, there are many products on the market that gloss the lips with moisture, including flavored balms that anoint the lips with seductive aromas. swollen lips. Whatever the shape of your lips, their volume increases when you become sexually aroused. Blood causes them to engorge, increasing their sensitivity dramatically, as if preparing them for kissing, and again mimicking the genitals. A number of celebrated fashion models and actresses in the late 1980s had their lips injected with silicone in order to send a non-verbal signal of permanent sexual arousal. As with other artificial beauty-enhancing processes, this treatment has the detrimental effect of robbing women of choice. Remember, it is choice that gives us freedom, power, and control over our non-verbal sexual communications. Analyze your lips. Examine your lips in a mirror. Are they narrow and colorless, fleshy and soft, firm and dark, or cracked and chapped? Are your lips quite evenly shaped or very asymmetrical? Do you bite them a lot, and if you do, does it look attractive when you do it? Are you a very mouth-oriented woman? Do you touch your lips a lot with your fingers or other objects like pens? Are you very sensuous when it comes to tasting your food and drink? Do you savor tastes in a sexual way? Have you learned to smell using your mouth and tongue as a powerful addition to your nose? These are all important questions designed to make you more aware of your own mouth and how important it is in receiving sensuous non-verbal signals and sending them to other people. Now you know what to do with your lips in order to express more sensuality. Become conscious of the erotic power of your lips.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Perfume, a compulsory partner. To smell good is a matter of elegance and refinement, but not only. Traditionally, perfume was seen as a magical love potion. From the very beginning, that which inspired the creation of perfume was the relationship, desire, the passion between a man and a woman. It is an inexhaustible subject. The woman's power of seduction, the lady's lust, the private, intimate, voluptuous zones of a shy virgin, the suave, fresh, and swishing touch of satin underclothes, the warm and savage smells of sex, the tenderness and lasciviousness of a romantic night, and so much more. The chameleon of aromas. You certainly have asked yourself if there is an ideal perfume for each of us, a perfume that could answer all of your needs. It could cheer us up, make us feel good with ourselves, unveil our personality, our sensuality, and especially have a devastating sexual impact on our life partner. In fact, there is no such perfume. You can say that perfume is alive. It lives and evolves in relation to the skin's pH, to the mood of the person who wears it, to the environment. It is possible to switch from exuberance to seriousness, from shyness to coquetry, from laughter to crying, and there is no doubt that the smell of our perfume changes with our mood as well. Anything can influence the aroma of your perfume. Hormones, illness, emotions, warmth or cold, and even nourishment. One of the moments when perfume changes its smell is when you make love. It becomes a lot stronger, sensuous, an astounding and passionate cocktail. As a result, it's very important to choose your perfume in relation to what it is that you want or you imagine you want it to express. It should be an ideal extension of your personality and also of your mood. yet there are some rules concerning the composition of. In the morning and at noon, use green floral perfumes, fresh and light. In the afternoon, use fruity, floral, a little ambered perfumes. And for evening, choose oriental, heavy, complicated perfumes with a big quantity of amber and musk. Hunting for perfumes. 1. It is best to buy a perfume in the morning when your senses are a lot sharper. In order to have where to choose from, it is preferable to go to a specialized store. 2. Be sure not to wear any perfume of your own when going shopping. 3. Don't let yourself be fooled by late appearances, and don't smell perfumes from sample cards. 5. Leave the store, come back in 30 minutes, and apply one of the previous 3 perfumes on your wrist. Not on your neck or behind the ears, because if you don't like it, you'll have to stand it for the rest of the day. 6. Don't buy the perfume the same day. Try it for several days. 1 more piece of advice is not to try perfumes after you've eaten, during your period, or when you're stressed. The smell pyramid, the construction of love. In love, there are a few steps to cover, and you can discover a number of stages, just as discovering a perfume, stages embodied by the already known smell pyramid. First notes, first date. In love, you look at him, he looks at you. You introduce yourselves, talk about unimportant things, but your heart is pounding. A short first date. Perfume. You open up the bottle and smell the first primary fresh scents, but they disappear after a few minutes. Heart notes. Falling in love. In love, your heart is pounding. You can't wait to get his call and savor the pleasure of seeing him again. You fall in love. Perfume. Your heart gives a note of originality to your perfume. Compounds of flowers, fruits, and spices. Those are the ones who make you fall in love with your perfume. Base notes. Irreversible love. In love, you already know each other and live your romance passionately. Your love becomes stronger every day. Perfume. 20 minutes after you smell the aroma of your heart, the base notes become obvious. A love symphony of perfumes. You're walking along the Champs-Élysées, Guerlain, intoxicated by the summer perfume, Parfum d'été, Kenzo. A beautiful evening, beautiful, Estée Lauder, filled with desires, wish, Lancaster, enlightened by the fire, Fu, Aisenyaki, of true love. True love, Elizabeth Arden. An angel, Thierry Mugler, appears before your eyes for a second and urges you to enjoy the pleasures, Estée Lauder, of love, the freedom of passion, freedom, Tommy Hilfiger, the beauty of life, good life, Davidoff. You swear to each other eternal love, eternity, Calvin Klein, by the Tour Eiffel, and enjoy the mystery of a romantic evening, Duende del Pozo. Late at night, you retreat into your love temple, Shalimar, Guerlain, a paradise that belongs only to you, Eden, Cacharel, and make love, obsession, Calvin Klein, till dawn. You open your eyes, and it was only a dream. But it, the seduction potion, is exactly where it should be, on the nightstand, and waits for you to make your dream come true. It's not magic, Magie Noire Lancôme. It's your senses alchemy, Alchimie Rochasse. Your body's soul's and love's greatest splendor, Trésor Lancôme. It is your perfume. You should wear a perfume where you want to be kissed, Coco Chanel. One, on your neck. It is a place with strong sanguine throbs. That's why it is by far the most adequate place. Two drops of your favorite perfume are more than enough to make you feel good, and especially to seduce your man. A perfumed neck is a statement, a challenge, a non-alcoholic intoxication, sexual magnetism, innocence, intimacy, and the fire of lust. It presents and also represents you to the others exactly the way you want to be seen. Sensual, feminine, optimistic, brilliant, or cheerful. Two, on the nape of your neck. It is an erogenous zone dedicated to men who really know the art of seduction. A few drops of perfume applied exactly at the roots of your hair can have the same result as dozens of minutes of prelude. One single movement of your head, one small gesture of coquetry, and an instinctual outburst of his senses is highly possible. Behind your ears. Perfume applied behind your ears is not an unnecessary gesture of coquetry, but a necessity. The zone is also highly vascularized, and it intensifies your perfume sensuality. Plus, this place is so intimate, especially made for tender kisses after telling you how much he wants you. Between your breasts. The fire of passion is burning, and you have to know how to amplify it. A cocktail. Mystery, hypnosis, aroma, and touching. These are the ingredients that assure the prelude of a passionate night together. This zone is so voluptuous and velvety, hidden to the eye and yet felt under your lingerie by his hungry look. It is a secret of total seduction if you apply here a couple of drops of your favorite perfume just before the date. Your wrist. The perfume is subtle and delicate like a breeze. The quantity should be hardly noticeable. A single motion of your hand is an exciting provocation, a caress to his smell. The heat of your skin will emphasize its vibrant, exotic notes, inviting him to kiss your palms, to touch you, to taste the velvet of your wrist. Behind your knees, lust, fireworks, love, sex. The most appropriate moments for him to make a delicious discovery, with magical effects for you as well as for him. The part behind your knees. Even the most exquisite pleasures cannot be compared to a simple kiss on this part of your body. And if it smells like perfume, the magic ritual of love can go on and on. Bagalamuki. She destroys the exterior mesmerism through the state of complete cessation. This great goddess reckons for the action of the terrible scepter of the divine judgment of man's evil actions, and she also represents the extraordinary power of focusing the attention, which leads to the elimination of all kinds of confusion. Different yoga and magic texts and manuscripts emphasize the tremendous power of inducing a state of stoppage, a completely paralyzing state during different kinds of actions. The stoppage or paralysis of an action is called in Sanskrit stambhana. It refers, on an exterior and superficial level, to the power of being able to stop instantaneously those who attack us. This can be done especially by making them unable to talk, which will leave them very frightened. But at a more profound level, an inner one, this tremendous power refers to the capacity of controlling our thoughts and energies perfectly. Thus, the great cosmic power Bagalamukhi can confer on us, through her overwhelming grace, the complete control of all our actions, and also the power to stop any of them at will. Actually, this power derives from our at least partial awareness of our divine nature, which is the Supreme Self, or Atman. We can consider this process in another way. That is, we can gradually reveal ourselves by the means of a more attentive and more focused observation and cessation of our daily activities. For example, it is very well, especially in the first stages, to stop suddenly during an action in which we seem to get more and more involved, and to observe, consciously and detached, the state and condition of our mind in that moment. This can happen when we're very busy, when we're about to get angry, nervous, irritated, and so on. On a higher level of approach, we can continue undisturbed our action, being, in the meantime, conscious observers of our mental processes and physical actions. This is well known and was one of the important methods that made the great initiate Georges Ivanovich Gurdjieff famous in the West. Through this quite simple but efficient method, which actually expresses the state of resonance with the great cosmic power Bagalamukhi, he wanted in fact to press that button that would propel their individual consciousness to a higher state of mind. This is a very important technique, mainly because most of the people have forgotten about themselves, becoming hypnotized by the appearance of the exterior things or of their false identity. The decisive action of Bagalamukhi is that she shatters this exterior mesmerism by the means of a superior hypnotic power, which implies the most profound levels of spiritual knowledge. This action, full of divine discernment, will annihilate almost instantaneously our tendency to become attached to the exterior reality, generating thus a profound spiritual transformation based on the mature understanding and deep faith in the ancestral truth that the exterior world is just a huge and sublime, elusive dream. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. Let us begin.